朋友，欢迎到活在耶稣里网站来收听福乐人生讲坛。今天的讲员是于洪杰牧师，请你预备好圣经和受教的心，让神的话语祝福你的新生命。
保罗说：“以信和爱做护心镜的弟兄，太重要了，弟兄姊妹。”
Paul says, "Cover our chests with love and faith."
所以，我们现在马上要面临在第二次的公听啊。
We're about to face our second public hearing.
哦，主那个完全的爱，爱既完全，把所有惧怕除去。
May the perfect love of God drive away all our fears.
而信心叫我们从来不怀疑神的所赐和他的应许。
And faith will cause us not to stumble or doubt.God's faithfulness.
所以不管仇敌怎么样子要来攻击我们。
No matter how the enemy is going to attack us.
我们里面有一个护心镜在这里遮蔽我们。
We have a breastplate to protect us.
基督的义遮蔽了我们。
And the righteousness of Christ protects us.
神的爱让我们里面受到保护。
And the love of God covers us.
我们对神的信心让我们里面不仅仅不再害怕，我们反而知道一定要得胜。
And our faith causes us not to be afraid.But fully assured that we will have the victory.
第三个，用平安的福音当作预备走路的鞋。
And fit the feet with readiness that comes from the gospel of peace.
我想请问大家，这个应该很容易明白哈。你如果今天早上没有穿鞋，你来教会你会有什么感觉？
May I ask you, if you did not put on your shoes, how would you feel when you come to church?
很冷。
Cold.
怕冷的人讲冷。有缘你会怎么样？你没穿鞋，你今天来教会会怎么样？不好意思
You will be embarrassed
还有呢国豪呢不干净哦，你们都很好的答案
You will feel dirty
国豪呢怕被扎到是吧所以你们四个答案都很对
Afraid of getting hurt
对不对 你不穿鞋你整个人不自在不好意思你要想说你怎么会赤脚来教会
Without shoes you will feel rather awkward because people might ask you how come you have no shoes
就跟你们我跟你们讲过快两年前我 去加拿大不是上飞机前检查鞋子的时候才发现我穿了两只不一样的鞋出国
Just like two years ago when I went to Canada Just right before the security check I realized I put on two different shoes
从我知道以后我就没有平安了
Ever since I realized that I lost peace
所以穿一双对的鞋平安嘛哈
So if you put on the right shoes you will feel peace
而且你穿那一双鞋以后，你受到保护，你就不担心会被刮伤、会被刺伤。
And then the shoes will protect you from being hurt.
更不要说在战场上面没有鞋，你怎么打仗
？Without shoes, how can you fight in the battlefield?
你怎么去追仇敌呢
？How can you chase after the enemy?
所以从前我读这段的时候，我以为说这个传福音跟这个征战兵器有什么关系
？Before when I read this passage, I thought, what is there to do with the preaching of gospel and fighting the battle.
可是我后来越来越想，这里所说的平安的福音啊，它是讲到我们在征战中，我们要往前，要征战，那个平安是来自于福音。
The more I read about this passage, then I realized that as we move forward in the battle, we will have a peace, and that peace comes from the gospel.
他说到那个是 comes from 啊，英文的翻译叫做 comes from the gospel of peace.
Because
The readiness
that comes from the gospel of peace. How can we be ready for the battle? The readiness comes from the gospel of peace.
福音告诉我们，我们罪得到赦免了，那是平安。
Because the gospel tells us that our sins are forgiven, and that will give us peace.
福音告诉我们，神永远跟我们同在，这是平安。
The gospel tells us that God will always be with us, and that will give us peace.
福音告诉我们，他是一并一切的神，他永远帮助我们，亲自带领我们，这是平安。
The gospel tells us that he's God of Ebenezer, he will always be with us and help us, and that gives us peace.
福音把耶稣带到了我们的生命里面，这是一个最深的平安。
The gospel brought Jesus into our life, and that brings us deep peace.
所以当我们在走路的时候，当我们在征战的时候，我们都是在基督的平安里面往前去。
So when we walk, when we battle, we move forward.In the peace of Jesus Christ.
所以这是讲到平安的福音当作走路的鞋。
So we fit our feet with readiness that comes from the gospel.
第四个讲到拿着信德当作盾牌。
Number four, to take up the shield of faith.
可以灭尽恶者一切的火箭。
To extinguish all the flaming arrows of the evil one.
弟兄姊妹，这个信德就叫做信心。
And that is the faith.
或是我们所信的信仰。
Or, the faith that we profess.
那这个信心的运用是重在应付仇敌的攻击。
And the exercise of such faith is to counterattack the attacks of the enemy.
仇敌会用各样的方法来攻击啊。
Because the enemy will attack us with all kinds of ways.
而我们用盾牌，用信心的盾牌来抵挡，来灭尽恶者一切的火箭。
Yeah, we can resist and extinguish all the flaming arrows with the shield of faith.
所以诗篇九十一篇说到。他的信实或者他的诚实，他的信实是我们大小的盾牌。
That's why, in Psalm 91 it says, God's faithfulness is our shield.
当仇敌对我们说神是不是不爱你了？
When the enemy challenges, is that God not, doesn't God love you anymore?
神早就丢弃你了。
Maybe God has forsaken you.
我们用信心回答他。
We resist with faith.
当仇敌一个火箭突然来说你的罪太大了，神不可能赦免你的。
If the enemy all of a sudden shoot at you, an arrow says, your sins are too great to be forgiven.
我们用信心的盾牌来回答他。神是信实的，是公义的。我们如果认自己的罪，神要赦免我们一切的罪，洗净我们一切的不义。
And we will respond with the shield of faith and say, God is righteous and just, and if we confess our sins, He will forgive our sins and cleanse us all our unrighteousness.
他说神早就丢弃你了，神不再跟你同在了。
If He says, God has forsaken you, He's not with you anymore.
我们用信心抵挡他，他的名字叫以马内利，他永远跟我同在。
We resist with our faith.The shield of faith and says, His name is Emmanuel, He will be with us always.
他说无论我往哪里去，耶和华你的神必与你同在。
Because He promised that no matter where you go, the Lord your God will be with you.
所以弟兄姊妹，要用信心的盾牌来抵挡魔鬼一切的火箭。
Therefore, brothers and sisters, use the shield of faith to resist and extinguish all the flaming arrows of the evil one.
就是不要怕，只要信。
Do not be afraid, just believe.
当神的信实真在我们手中，它成了我们大小的盾牌。
That let the faithfulness of God be the shield in our hand.
还可以帮助我们灭尽恶者一切的火箭。
That will help to extinguish all the flaming arrows of the evil one.
第五件，戴上救恩的头盔。
Number five is to put on the helmet of salvation.
弟兄姊妹，头是思想主要的地方。
Because the head is where our thoughts come from.
宾路易师母说过一句话。
Sister Penn Lewis says.
她说心思是第一个战场。
She says, our mind is our primary battlefield.
仇敌要打败我们这个人，其实他只要在我们思想里面打败我们，这个基本上就我们已经失败了。
If our minds are captured by the enemy, then we will lose the battle.
他可以借着不信的恶心放进来，让我们觉得神不是这样子的神。
He can put in the evil thoughts of unbelief for us to doubt God.
他可以借着一个罪恶的思想进来说，其实。这个罪没有什么严重，大家都一样。
He might give us a desire for sin and says this is not a big deal. Everyone else does it.
当你在思想里面接受他的时候，你就很容易就跨进了他的网罗里面。
When you accept such desires and thoughts, you stepping into the trap.
当你在怀疑说这个人我碰到面跟他打招呼，他不理我，他一定对我有成见，他在背后一定是在攻击我或者讨厌我。
If you start doubting, this person is not saying hello to me, maybe he has something against me.
你跟他之间的间隔立刻出现了。
And all of a sudden, there will be a distance between you and the person.
明明别人可能是正面的意念，但是你的思想因为是消极的，整件事情就被带到消极去了。
If you have negative mindset, then you will interpret everything negatively.
所以这个头脑是非常重要的事情啊。
Therefore, it's very important.Or what our mind thinks.
所以在申命记一章二十八节，你知道百姓们怎么想神吗
？So in Deuteronomy chapter 1:28, do you know how people of God thought about God?
他们中间有人说神一定是恨我们，所以把我们从埃及带出来，为了要在旷野杀掉我们。
Some people even said that God must have hated us so much that He took us out of Egypt so that He can slay us.In the desert.
所以当这个思想一出来的时候，就像那个笑在面里面发酵一样，全团发起来啊。
When that thought emerges, it's like a little yeast in the dough.
百姓们起来埋怨，百姓们起来向神亵渎。
The people of God totally just started rise up and then complain and blaspheme.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们的头需要保护，所以你刚刚看到那个头盔前后左右都保护，就留下眼睛可以看的哈。
Therefore, we really need to protect our head and our mind. like using the helmet like that.
哎呀，仇敌很容易把各式各样消极的、反面的、不幸的、邪恶的思想丢到我们里面来。
Because the enemy can just easily throw into our minds kind of passive negative thoughts.
对我最大的一个警醒是约翰福音十三章，他说撒旦将卖耶稣的意思放到犹大的心里面去。
Like in the Gospel of John chapter 13, it says that Satan put in the thoughts of betraying Jesus in the mind of Judah.
要学习起来 guard 自己的思想，要看守的。
We need to guard our mind.
救恩的头盔戴上是我们的保护。
Put on the helmet of salvation.
神全备的救恩在这里成为我们的保护。
So that the full salvation of God become our protection.
在我的脑中里面有两幅图画一直很清楚，当我预备讲台的时候。
When I was preparing this message, the two pictures that are very vivid in my mind.
都是我十几年前在报纸上看到的图片。
And those are the pictures that I saw more than 10 years ago on newspaper.
一个是在参加那个环法骑脚踏车比赛的，我们都知道每一年都他就都有一个环骑脚踏车环绕整个法国的比赛。
One is a picture of the competition tour of France.
Yeah, 他大概要骑2000多 mile 的这个比赛。
That in the competition, athletes will ride bicycle around France and the whole course takes more than 2,000 miles.
有一个非常有名的选手，他一路上几乎都是领先的。
One athlete was very famous, and he was leading the way almost all the way.
就在骑一个山坡路的时候。
While he was on the hill.
因为那个转弯非常的陡，所以他也非常速度的快，就这样骑下来。
And then because the turn was rather sharp, and then his speed was high.
一个不小心，他翻了啊。
And all of a sudden, he fell and stumbled.
他没戴头盔。
Without helmet.
所以那个照片上就照着这个人缩在脚踏车旁边，然后头旁边一滩着血。
And the picture showed that this athlete lying right next to his bicycle in a puddle of blood.
非常可惜的一件事。
Such a pity.
这么杰出的一个人。
What an excellent athlete.
这样子能够赢过别人，各方面都 outstanding.
And he was outstanding in every way.
头没有保护。
Without protection of his head.
成为他致命的伤害。
That became his fatal wound.
另外一个图画对我印象很深刻的。
Another picture I saw and still remember.
它其实是两张图摆在一起。
They put two pictures together.
上面的图是两个警察正在那里弯腰，正在那边去想要化解一个炸弹。
The first picture shows that two police officers they're trying to disarm a bomb.
这个在欧洲发生的，他们就说那边听说有炸弹，所以这两个政报警察来，他们正在那边弄进去，准备要去把那个东西把它给化解掉。
And this happens in Europe. These two officers trying to disarm the bomb.
然后下一张图画就是他们两个人倒在地上已经死掉了。
And then the next picture shows that they were both were on the floor dead.
我想因为时间的紧急没有看到他们身上带的什么东西，或者只带的头盔，其他没有带。
I didn't notice what kind of protection they have on themselves.
对，弟兄姊妹，今天圣经上说我们需要穿上这些军装。
So the Bible says we ought to put on the full armor of God.
因为仇敌用各样的方法，我们自己不知道的方式他来攻击我们。
Because the enemy is trying to attack us in a way that we don't expect.
所以要穿上全副的军装就可以抵挡魔鬼一切的诡计。
So put on the full armor of God so that we can stand against the scheme of the devil.
你知道吗？保罗被押到罗马以后。
After Paul was arrested and sent to Rome.
他眼睛看见的到处都是罗马士兵穿着的衣服。
And he went to Rome and he saw all the Roman soldiers with armor.
你今天到罗马去，在石碑上面还可以看见罗马军装的这种雕塑，罗马军人的样子。
Today, if you go to Rome, you can still see statues of Roman soldiers with armor.
当他被下在监里面的时候，他就看见这些军人。
So when Paul was in prison, he saw these soldiers with armor.
所以当他想到那个属灵征战的严肃的时候
，When he thought about the seriousness of spiritual battle,
他就根据他眼睛看得见的这些罗马这么杰出的军队，他们军人所穿的，在这里提醒神的儿女们。
So he reminds the children of God with the armors that he saw right in front of his eyes.
第一次被押送到罗马监禁的时候
，When he was first sent to Roman prison.
他提醒弟兄姊妹要穿上全副的军装，要拿起全副的军装。
He reminded brothers and sisters to put on the full armor of God and to take up the armor.
当他第二次在罗马下监的时候
，Second time he was imprisoned in Rome.
提摩太后书就是在他快要上断头台之前呢。
In the second book of the second Timothy right before he was beheaded.
他再一次提醒弟兄姊妹在征战中啊。
He once again reminded brothers and sisters that they were still in the battle.
他说凡在军中的当兵的不要将事务缠身。
He says no one serving as a soldier gets involved in civilian affairs.
在场上比武的要按着规矩来比啊。
And if anyone competes as an athlete, he should compete according to the rule.
弟兄姊妹啊，保罗不仅仅劝我们要穿上军装。
Paul not only exhorts us to put on the full armor of God.
这些看起来好像还是外面的。
And these seem to be outward actions of
action. 他更提醒我们这场征战，我们不要将事物缠身。
He also tells us do not get entangled or involved in civilian affairs.
当我们今天里里外外有这么多世界上的事情缠着我们。
When we are entangled and involved with so many civilian affairs,
we will
neglect to protect and prepare ourselves in the battle.
所以很多的时候，征战突然临到的时候， 我们就发现我们倒下去了。
So when the battle all of a sudden comes to in our way, and then we will fall.
很多的时候在征战的里面，我们站不住啊。And
we will not be able to stand under attack.
所以在这里有一些的军装是要穿戴的。
So there are some armors that we ought to put on.
有一些的军装是要拿起来的。
Some armors ought to be picked up.
而底下他说，拿起圣灵的宝剑，就是神的道。
And lastly, he says, take the sword of the Spirit, the word of God.
弟兄姊妹啊，神的道今天交在我们手中，就是圣灵的宝剑。
Today, the word of God has been given into our hands to become our sword.
所有的武器, 这一个是最攻击性的,
and this is the only armor, the offensive weapon.
弟兄姊妹, 神的道交在我们手中, 希伯来书告诉我们,
the word of God has been given to us.
神的,
and the book of Hebrews tells us.
神的道是活泼的, 是有功效的, 比一切两刃的剑更利。
The book of Hebrews chapter 4 tells us the word of God is living and active, sharper than any double-edged sword.
所以这个剑呢, 它能够把一切的事情都赤裸敞开在我们面前。
It can expose and penetrate everything.
啊, 不仅仅让我们认识魔鬼的诡计。
Not only that we get to recognize the schemes of the devil,
更让我们能够胜过仇敌。
And we can overcome the enemy.
所以我们在主的面前, 求神帮助我们, 啊,
May the Lord help us.
让神的道在我们手中不是像芦苇。
So that the word of God is not like a piece of reed.
佩天跟木兰的公公哈，我记得他，我年轻的时候参加他的聚会，他跟我们最大的一个挑战，一句话常常问我们。<笑>
I remember when I was young, went to a conference that was led by Sister Ellen's father-in-law.
他说，到底神的话在你的手中是宝剑还是芦苇？
This speaker challenged us. So is the word of God in your hand a piece of reed or a sword?
如果今天我们只懂得白纸黑字, 最多只会背出它来, 没有用的。
If we only read the letters, even if we memorize them, they're useless.
它是圣灵的宝剑。
Because it ought to be the sword of the Spirit.
我们必须让神的话真的渗透到我们里面, 跟我们的生命结合。
That the word of God should penetrate and emerge in ourselves so that we be united, we be combined with it.
我们在信心里面相信在圣灵里面来运用它。
That we will believe unto them by faith and exercise them in the Spirit.
然后神的话就是活泼的。
Then the word of God will be active and living.
然后有功效的。
Will be active and living.
然后它是锋利的啊。
And will be sharp.
比一切两刃的剑更利。
Sharper than any double-edged sword.
那最后保罗讲完的时候,
Lastly, after Paul finished,
他说要靠着圣灵随时多方祷告祈求并要警醒不倦。
And he says, pray in the Spirit on all occasions with all kinds of prayers and requests.
那是在一切征战中不可以缺少的态度。
And this is one necessary attitude in all kinds of battles.
啊, 我们没有时间一个一个去讲它。
We have no time to go over every aspect.
说到我们需要在圣灵里。
That we ought to pray in the Spirit.
需要我们随时多方的来祷告。
At all times on all occasions.
哎呀, 今天我们真的不知道要去怎么样子去更多的来强调祷告的重要。
I don't know how we can emphasize more the importance of prayer.
祷告让天跟地连结。
Because Paul, Because prayer connects heaven and earth.
祷告让人跟神相会。
And it provides a place for men to encounter God.
祷告叫仇敌失败。
And it will cause the enemy to fail.
祷告能够叫神的旨意通行。
For the will of God to come through.
祷告能够带下神的祝福。
And it will bring forth the blessing of God.
弟兄姊妹, 当我们真正是祷告的宝贵的时候,
we know how precious our prayers can be.
你就不会把随时多方当作要求。
Then you will not consider it just a requirement or a duty to pray at all times. And naturally, we just want to pray more.
绝对不会像我从前讲的, 有人因为嫌每顿饭都要谢饭, 太麻烦了。
It will not be like someone I share with you that who thought it was a dread to give grace, to say grace before every meal.
所以每个月去买那个米, 50磅, 25磅的时候, 就一次祝福完了之后就都可以吃了。
So every time when they buy a sack of rice, they will give grace for the whole sack of rice.
那还有人要去问牧师说, 宵夜要不要祝福?
Or some even ask the pastors, should we say grace for midnight snack?
然后牧师说, 2块钱以下的不用, 2块钱以上的要。
And says, you ought to say grace for anything that's more expensive than $2.
那西岸的2块跟东岸的2块又不一样, 对不对? 那还要不要讲?
Things might be more expensive some places and cheaper other places.
睡前的2块还是睡后的2块?
Or is it before tax or after tax?
弟兄姊妹,我们去争这些干什么呢?
Why do we argue about these little things?
如果真知道祷告是叫天能够跟地连结,
if we know prayers can connect heaven and earth,
我们用祷告来到神的面前,
and through prayer we come before the presence of God.
我们用祷告叫神旨意成就,
by prayer we bring forth the will of God.
我们用祷告叫仇敌失败, 赶逐魔鬼的作为,
and cast away the work of the devil by prayer.
弟兄姊妹, 我们一定会随时多方在此警醒不倦。
And naturally, we will want to pray at all times on all occasions.
弟兄姊妹, 我要结束了我整个系列。
Before I conclude my entire series,
保罗劝我们一定要在圣灵里面。
Paul kept on reminding us, be in the Spirit.
我们才可能刚强。
Then we can be strong.
在圣灵里面祷告,
pray in the Spirit.
我们才可能得胜,
then we can overcome.
然后另外一方面他劝我们穿戴,
and then he says, put on and take up the full armor of God.
如果你刚刚真的仔细听我讲的这六种军装的话,
if you pay attention to the six armors that I went through just now,
你发现这六样的装备通通跟神的道,
and then you will see every one of them has something to do with God's word.
真理做带子,
to gird your waist with the truth.
公义做护心镜遮胸,
and then to put on the breastplate of righteousness.
救恩当作头盔,
and put on the helmet of salvation.
平安的福音做走路的鞋,
fit your feet with readiness that comes from the gospel.
信德或者信仰作为 盾牌, 灭经二者一切的火箭,
take on the shield of faith to extinguish all the flaming arrows of the evil one.
拿着圣灵的宝剑, 就是神的道,
and take the sword of the Spirit, that is the word of God.
每一件事都跟真理, 都跟神的话发生关系。
Everything has to do with the truth, God's words.
而在圣灵里面, 祷告, 在圣灵里面刚强,
and be strong in the Spirit, pray in the Spirit.
讲到跟主的灵发生关系,
and has to do with the Spirit of God.
所以我今天讲完, 你回到家, 你可能一下子忘记全副军装到底是什么。
So maybe when you go home, you will forget what the elements of these armors.
到底穿在全副军装跟我们现实的生活, application到底是什么。
And you might forget the applications of putting on the full armor of God.
到底我要怎么样子来 practice一个叫做穿戴或是拿起全副军装的生活呢。
And how do we practice of putting on the armor in our daily life?
我们真正在征战的里面, 能够征战得胜, 能够穿戴军装, 在乎神的道, 神的灵。
For us to be able to fight and put on the armor of God, it depends on the word of God and the Spirit of God.
所以三句话不离本行, 好, 我们回到根基的地方, 好好读主的话。
So let's come back to our foundation. Study diligently God's words.
好好学习维持在圣灵里面的祷告生活。
And then practice the life of prayer life in the Spirit.
所以你不需要在征战的时候想说，主，我现在剩下是在戴头盔呢，我还是在穿鞋子呢。
So when you are in the when you are engaged in the battlefield, then you won't be confused. Should I put on the armor or should I put on the shoes?
只要在我们每一天的生活里面，我们更积极的来让神的真理来装备我们。
If in everyday life be more diligently equipped by the truth of God.
在圣灵的里面，让神的话在我们身上发出它活泼有功效的结果。
And let the Holy Spirit bring forth the power and the effectiveness of God's words in us.
我们常常在圣灵里面谨守警醒的祷告。
And be watchful and pray in the Spirit always.
弟兄姊妹，这就是一个穿戴军装、拿起军装的生活。
And that is essentially the life of putting on the full armor of God.
有人做过实验哈。
Some had an experiment.
一口气把圣经从创世纪第一章第一节读到启示录最后一节。
Someone read non-stop from Genesis to Revelation.
你知道花多少时间吗
？And you know how long it takes without any break?
七天啊。
Seven days.
70个小时又40分钟
70 hours and 40 minutes
不到三天
Less than 3 days
所以通通加起来是4240分钟
So altogether is 4240 minutes
你把它除以365一天不过12分钟到15分钟
So divide by 365 days So every day is about 12 to 15 minutes
换句话说我们每一天如果在主的面前有15分钟读经的生活你一年可以把圣经读完一遍的
In other words, if we spend 15 minutes a day reading God's words We'll finish the entire Bible in a year
我想我不愿意在这里问说圣经还没有读完一遍的请举手
I don't want to ask anyone to raise your hand if you haven't read the Bible once.
如果你告诉主说我太忙了，我没有时间读圣经。
You tell the Lord I'm too busy to read the Bible.
我不可能一年读完一遍的。
It's impossible for me to finish reading the Word of God in one year.
那我们怎么能够去对主说，主，我为什么常常软弱，感觉不到你的同在呢
？How can we complain to God?How come I'm always weak and I don't feel your presence?
为什么我常常失败在仇敌面前站不起来呢
？Why is that I often fail before the enemy?
为什么我祷告没有感觉，我的祷告不蒙垂听呢
？Why is that my prayers are not answered and I don't feel God's presence in my prayer?
弟兄姊妹，仇敌能够叫我们不读经，他就等于把你的军装全部脱光光了。
If the enemy can cause you not to read the Bible, essentially he's taking off all the armors from you.
仇敌能够叫我们不祷告，我告诉你，他把我们所有的力量都 drain 光。
If the enemy can cause you not to pray, essentially he's draining all your power.
这叫做 as simple as that.
It's just as simple as that.
所以我们如果羡慕在主的面前刚强
，If you long to be strong before God,
不要以为得胜生活是伟大的得胜者才有的生活。
Please do not think that victorious life only belongs to those who are victorious in the Lord.
尼克森弟兄早就说了，什么叫做得胜的生活？叫做正常的基督徒生活。
Brother Watchman Nee has said that what is a victorious life or Christian life is normal Christian life.
当一个基督徒能够正常的在主面前读经祷告。能够靠着主活着，他已经是一个得胜的基督徒。
If a Christian can read God's words daily and pray in the Spirit every day, he is already a victorious Christian.
主的话要成为救恩的头盔，保护我们。
The word of God shall become helmet of salvation to protect us.
成为盾牌，让我们灭尽恶者一切的火箭。
It will become a shield in our hands to extinguish all the flaming arrows of the evil one.
成为我们护心镜，保护我们。
It will become our breastplate to protect our chest.
成为真理的带子，给我们力量。
It will become our belt of truth to give us strength.
成为平安的福音，成为鞋子，让我们可以在主人面前一直往前去。
It will become our shoes of peace so that we can move forward in God's peace.
弟兄姊妹，起来。
Rise up, brothers and sisters.
我们一起来过一个征战的生活，在场上比武，在军中当兵的人。
Let's live a life just like athletes competing in a competition and a soldier in the battlefield.
穿戴全副的军装。
Put on the full armor of God.
拿起军装。
And take up the armor.
让我们不仅仅抵挡魔鬼一切的诡计。
Not only that, we'll be able to stand against the schemes of the evil one.
能够在磨难的日子成就了一切，还站得住。
So when the day of evil comes.After we have done everything, we'll be able to stand.
朋友，你收听的是福乐人生讲坛的系列节目。我是玛丽姐妹，感谢你的收听，也希望你能为活在耶稣里福音施工祷告。如果你愿意用金钱奉献来支持福音节目，请在我们网站的首页点击奉献支持，与我们一起同工。带领更多的同胞来归向神的救恩。